talking, cause you know we got some problems. So tune on in the way we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your games, Miss and P.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, Jill. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
How's everything going?
Good, good. We got back from Orlando last night, so today's an off day and then get back to it.
Nice. And you're speaking to us on your off day. I'm sorry, but thank you.
No problem.
What do you do on an off day usually?
Today is just kind of cleaning up. We leave for like a pretty long trip on Friday. We play at North Carolina, and so we're staying, and then we play DC the next weekend. So just trying to prepare for that. Also have a nail appointment. Got to get that before.
There you go.
Yeah.
Pedicure too?
No. During the season, it's hard to get a pedicure.
What's the point, right?
Yeah.
So how have you enjoyed playing at Chicago so far?
I like it. I think we, as a team, we get along really well. I think we gel together, especially considering how much time we have to spend together. I think we enjoy spending time after all of those hours on the field together too, which I think is important. So
definitely. I feel like if you don't want to hang out with your teammates off the field, it can show on the field as well.
Yeah.
The camaraderie and chemistry is definitely helpful and it translates.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anyone on the team that's like taking you under their wing or has been a role model to you since you started there?
I think probably Gilly, Erin Wright. She's freaking amazing. She was like the first veteran last year, my rookie year, that, you know, like really helped me develop. And, you know, she was always someone that I could talk to, which I felt like was really important. And she has a really great personality, whereas like she's a veteran and she's going to fight for you. But she's also like super goofy, loves to do crazy things. And so she's just a really great person overall.
That's awesome. Yeah. I think we had her on the podcast last year. She's really cool. She just like you said, she could be goofy, but she can also be like a leader and a vet and everything, which is nice.
Exactly.
How has the transition been? I mean, you had an amazing college career. How was it going from playing college to playing pro? Like, is there any big differences that you saw right away?
Definitely the speed of play, for sure. That was something that, you know, I had to adjust to, as well as like, I feel like even in college, like you could take a play off and it not be that big of a deal. But here, like you're punished for every time that you take a second off, which I honestly enjoy. So it just pushes me and my teammates to be focused 24/7 and at the task at hand. And so I think that those two are probably like the biggest things that I noticed. But that's still part of what I love about it. So
do you have any tips for avoiding burnout? Because I know being super focused all the time and all of that is amazing, but how do you stay balanced and healthy, I guess, while also having those goals?
Yeah, I think even sometimes just being able to vent with your teammates, because everyone has struggles regardless of what it is. And there are certain people who may be going through a similar thing as you when you kind of just vent to each other. And then it's honestly just hard to bottle it up. So I think as a team, we do a pretty good job of checking in with each other and being able to have that open communication. We also have a mental performance consultant that we have done team sessions with, and I work with individually myself. And she helps so much. She's really understanding. She really helps me look at the mental side of the game and how to be mentally strong and what, or like who I am as a player, what it takes for me to perform at my best is very different for someone else. And finding those tools to be able to use them on the field has really opened my eyes a lot this year specifically. But other than that, I don't know. I think the city of Chicago is amazing. So just being able to walk around the city, you know, whether you know, it's someone's birthday and you get to go have a boat day, or if you're on your own and you just get to walk around the city, eat some lunch, go to a farmer's market, like those little things. I love going to the farmer's markets or like little arts and crafts fairs. Those are my favorite. Just loving around the, like, and supporting local vendors and businesses is really nice.
Chicago's a special place. It's very unique. It's cool. We've only been like once with work, but I wish we could go more often because it is really like just a unique place. Yeah. You mentioned the mental health consultant, or is she a psychiatrist or a therapist or something?
No, it's just like she works specifically with like mental performance and how to like, very cool. Yeah, it's not necessarily like she's not like a psychiatrist or anything like that. She just helps like your brain processing things differently and stuff like that.
I want that. I think everyone could use that for sure. Do you think your game would have changed had you had that earlier? Like if you had it in college or high school, like do you think that your game has changed because of that? How has your process changed? Like how you think things through?
Yeah, I think with her, she helps me understand who I am and what I'm good at and how to use that. I think it's a little different for like on the professional level because your team is made up of everyone who was the top person in wherever they were. So I think that's probably why I feel like now it had been the best time for her to come in because, you know, you're with all these people who are so amazing and they're so great, where like before, like in college, like there were only a few people that really stood out. So it was kind of, so like the decisions that I made were usually the right ones. And if they were the wrong ones, it wasn't that big of a deal. Whereas like here is like the margins are so small that any little difference can mean a lot. So I think with her jumping in with me now, it really helps me think of like, the like, okay, you know, these are the things I'm good at. These are the things that she's good at. Don't try and bend yourself to what she's good at because you think that's what the coaches want. Like, it's more of like, okay, they brought you here for a reason. You're going to make sure that you're mentally prepared and you are have the confidence in yourself and what you're good at, and make sure that the coaches see that. So like that's a lot of what we work on.
That's great advice. It's like the confidence in yourself to be yourself, not
exactly
emulate someone else because that's what you think the coach wants. They chose you for a reason, obviously.
Yeah.
You had a ton of success in college. I mean, you had a crazy amount of goals. What did you feel like? What do you attribute that to? What's something like special that you did on your own off the field to find that success?
I think it was honestly just building confidence. It started like my freshman year, I tore my ACL before the season even started. And I was out my whole first year. And so that kind of shot my confidence, but it also let me see the game for a whole year and be able to, you know, observe. And then my sophomore year, I wasn't playing a whole lot. And I think it was like, okay, it's on me now. Whereas like in club, like your parents were so involved and however embarrassing that was, but now it's on you. And I think it was a lot realizing the importance of film, realizing the importance of just small touches, like before training, after training, working on your technique when it comes to shooting. I spent a whole spring season on focusing on my right foot. I'm left-footed. So just focusing on my weak foot, making sure I'm comfortable. And I still work on those things after training. Like I feel like you can never stop improving when it comes to your weak foot, honestly. So I still work on that today. So I think it's just kind of those little details, the simple things, you know, like as you move up in levels, you're focusing more on like tactical things or advanced things when the simple things are just as important, just like first touch passing, you know, getting the ball out from under you in your first touch. So you're, you know, like as simple as like I talk with Coach Ella about just my hips. Where are my hips facing when I'm shooting the ball? Where's my plant foot when I'm shooting the ball? Just those little tiny details that can make a really big difference. I've been working on those incrementally outside of training.
That's amazing. So did you end up doing a fifth year, or are you telling me you broke the world, the school record for goals in just your sophomore, junior, and senior year?
No, I had a fifth year.
Okay. Still fantastic though. And now you're a midfielder, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You're like all over.
I was going to say,
what is that transition like going from forward to midfield? Is it really that much of a difference for you?
I think with our formation, it's kind of tricky. It's not that different. I've always kind of been the type of person that's like, I don't really care where I play. I just want to play. So I do anything to be on the field, and in college and now, you know, the coaches know that. So it's kind of just learning and watching people. And because I've been put in a lot of different positions, it forces me to watch a lot of different people on my team, and try and see the spaces that they're manipulating or the successes that they've had against opponents, and be like, okay, this specific person doesn't do well if you cut in on them, and then, okay, then maybe I can do that if I step on the field and play in that position. But I think overall, I've just kind of had an attacking mindset my whole life. So wherever I end up playing, I think I try and find the space to go forward as much as possible.
Do you think that your freshman year when you tore your ACL, watching the game for so long, that helped you now, even now, because you were able to see different parts of the game? Like, I feel like a lot of college players don't watch enough film, and it definitely makes a difference in their game long term. Like, it's, you sound like you see things that other people don't.
Yeah, I think it's honestly, I do think it's helped me now. I think it's really increased like my soccer IQ for sure. Being able to see different things, see like triangles on the field, trying to create different pockets for open space, and then, you know, seeing those people's successes and then trying to visualize myself in those situations and knowing my strengths, how I could manipulate them differently to be able to attack and go forward. So yeah, I definitely do think that just being able to sit back and watch and have to, you know, it also gave me a lot of determination to get back out there and really, you know, make my mark from the beginning, because I missed out that first year. So, yeah.
We've talked a little bit about like the differences between college and pro for you. I'd love to know, what do you think is the most challenging thing of being a pro, and what's the most rewarding?
Probably the most rewarding thing is being able to do what I love every single day and being paid for it, and, you know, getting to see different parts of the US and possibly the world, you know. So that's, I'm just really grateful for that, and to be with my teammates who were all in it together. I think the hardest part is, you know, probably trying to grow and learn from losses, or, you know, lack of playing time, or, you know, like you're meeting with all these people, you're doing the extra work, and then there are people that say, you know, you have to be patient. And I understand that. And I think that's really important part of it. But regardless, it's difficult to deal with anyway, because like I said earlier, like, you know, at one point we were the best of these, you know, of the team, and now we're a team built based on the best of those people. So it's hard to be in a different role. That's definitely hard. But I feel like I understand my role. However, I'm not going to settle in that role. I'm going to keep pushing the boundary, keep pushing to not break whatever role I'm in, to be in a role with more responsibility. like the that type of thing. So
it's hard. You don't want to be complacent. You want to do your job in the role you're in, but you want to continue to grow, which is why you're a pro, because you see that and you have that mindset, which is really special. You mentioned seeing the country and seeing different parts of like the world and everything. We know you joined the national team, the Puerto Rican national team, earlier this year. Can you tell us about that experience? Because that's like huge. That's so exciting.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. My first cap with them was last year. And the first was straight up World Cup qualifiers. But yeah, it's been really great. I think it's very different because they're a team that, you know, the Federation does not have a lot of money and they don't have a lot of the resources that I'm used to, or like so many other national teams are used to. And so it's definitely a different mindset. It's even more of like kind of like an underdog mentality where you have to bite, scratch, like claw for every inch of everything. And at the same time, all of these girls, a lot of them are born and raised on the island. So they have so much pride for the country. And that's probably our biggest driver, is just, you know, Puerto Rico's such a small country. It's 100 miles long and 35 miles wide. Like, it's so small, but there are so many people that just love their country. And they've been, some of them play professionally in Puerto Rico, some of them, you know, play in Portugal, or some of them have full-time jobs that, and then they do soccer on the side and they play for the national team. So it's just such a big mixture of girls, and they have such dedication to build this team into something great. And I honestly think that we've built a really good foundation of who we want to be. And we're just going to keep growing from there. We're going to keep winning games. We're going to keep scoring goals. And I'm really excited to be a part of that.
That's amazing. Yeah, I definitely feel like I can hear the pride in your voice. And I'm sure seeing all those people, like having a job, a full-time job, and then playing, like, that's amazing that you have teammates who do that. That's dedication. And that shows that you really do love the game if you're in that situation. Yeah. What are your hopes for the team this year, the next few years, however long you're playing with them? What do you want to see the growth of the team look like?
I think overall, we just want to keep winning games. Right now, we are probably the best team in the Caribbean, and I think we own that title, although there isn't necessarily a tournament just for the Caribbean teams, but we want to keep moving because we play in CONCACAF, so we play all the CONCACAF teams, and there are obviously really, really great teams that we have to face, and it's just kind of growing from those moments. Last year in the World Cup qualifier, we lost to Mexico, and we obviously didn't make the World Cup because of that. We weren't going to move forward with it, and that was really hard. And then we played in the Central American and Caribbean Games in June. I think it was in June in El Salvador, and we had to play Mexico again. We lost again, but we had drastically improved. We could see the differences between this game and last year, and it was a really big jump. And I think that was something that our coach really just wanted to, you know, emphasize, is like, although we didn't win, we had chances, we had opportunities, we know we can play with them. And as we continue to play them, we are going to get better and better and better. And one day we're going to beat them. And it's just going to take continuous growth. And even with the national team, you don't have that much time to work in a whole lot of tactics. You don't have a lot of time to really drill a good formation and have everyone gel together. It's very quick. It's very like, okay, we have the team together. Let's focus on the main things we need to focus on. Okay, let's throw in some set pieces. Okay, who is going to be the team that's going to help us the most? And then by that time, it's game time. So it's we don't have a lot of time, but I think we're doing the most with the time that we do have.
That's huge. That's really important. And I feel like you made a good point. It's like, even if you lose to a team twice, it could be very different losses. And seeing that growth is a huge part of that. So I can't wait to see you guys beat them.
Yeah.
I love their national team too, but I'm excited for you guys. That will be really cool.
Thank you.
We're going to end with some rapid fire, but I would love to know beforehand, do you have any passions off the field? Any passion projects? Is there something that you want to do someday down the line or that you're doing now?
Yeah, I feel like I've actually talked to Gilly about this a lot. We both really like interior design, so we talk a lot about that. I really do enjoy doing it. Like my family lives in San Diego, so I have a room in San Diego, and my mom let me redo the entire room over the off season. So I redid my whole room and I love it. I got some antique furniture. It was really like a little passion project for me, and I'd love to be able to keep doing that. Another thing I started doing was, some of my teammates, they wanted new like hair journeys. And throughout COVID, I got really into hair care and skincare and, you know, self-care in general. So I started doing more research on hair and skincare type of stuff. And I did Carrie's hair transformation to help her, transform her hair into what she wants to do with it to make sure it's healthy, you know. And then I'm currently working on Allie's. Allie has a very different hair type than Carrie, so it'll be very different. But I'm just excited to see how they take that information, and hopefully they love their hair.
That's really cool. I need your help. That's awesome. I love that. I mean, that's, you have a lot of passions off the field, which is nice. But yeah, seriously, I'll talk to you later. I would love to know some tips on that. Awesome. All right. Well, let's dive into rapid fire.
Okay. What is a sport you wish you were good at?
Oh, basketball.
What's a world record you have a shot at beating? Soccer related, anything.
I don't know. I'd like to say like maybe most consecutive crossbar, maybe.
Ooh, that's good.
That's a world record.
Whether you wanted to hit it or not.
Yeah.
What is your spirit animal?
Maybe like a lion, I guess.
What's one thing you can't travel without on an away trip? And it can't be headphones.
Probably a book.
What's your current book, or what's one of your favorite books?
I'm currently reading Tuesdays with Maury by Mitch Albom.
Is it your first time reading it?
My first time reading the book, but I've read like, I don't know, I've read three or four others of his that I love.
That's a good one. You could have dinner with any athlete, any sport, who would it be?
I'm going to say Marcelo.
And where would you go to dinner?
I guess we should go to a Brazilian steakhouse, huh?
Yeah. Nice. If you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it?
Probably like turkey, bacon, lettuce. I don't know. I love banana peppers, so definitely that.
Yep. We were just talking about banana peppers yesterday with someone.
Yeah.
Delish. All right. And last question. What's your biggest soccer girl prob?
Sorry. Can I have soccer?
Yep.
That's
classic.
That's one for sure.
I love it. Well, Jill, thank you so much for coming on. It was great to get to know you, and we're so excited to continue to watch you on both teams and just like see your career flourish. And hopefully we get to see you play in person soon.
Yeah. Love it.
World Cup, but probably before then.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.